Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I think anytime you see $11 million awarded in a libel lawsuit, kind of piques your attention, right? Kind of gets you going and wondering what the heck is going on. It didn't take me long to find a very smart gentleman. His name is Bill Labovitz. He's a defamation attorney, a civil litigator with the law firm Anderson and Labovitz. I'm pronouncing that right, aren't I, Bill? Oh, are you there? You got me?
Yep.
Hey.
You pronounced it correctly.
Beautiful. Okay, so, you know, this is such an intriguing case to me, and I know that it got your eyes going, too.
Correct. So, you don't see... At least locally, Ohio, Pennsylvania, it's unusual to have awards this large.
Right. And so if we were kind of setting the stage a little bit, we're setting the table on this. So basically, this bakery is alleging that they were wrongly accused of being racist for essentially chasing out three African-American students from Overland College who were trying to steal from them. Yes?
Yes. Yeah, the issue was, I believe, the students were accused of trying to use false IDs to steal alcohol from this family-owned bakery and market.
I think the thing that really got me, though, was the extent to which there's a particular administrator, faculty member at Oberlin College, who apparently handed out flyers calling the bakery, Gibson's Bakery, racist and dissuading people on campus and people in the community from shopping there. And I think that was where the rub came in. Describe what your views on this are.
Yeah, I think of course, neither of us or the listeners were there. We weren't present at the court at the trial, so we don't know exactly
right. What
happened. Of course, this has now dragged on since the incident going back in 2016, November
right.
of 2016. But at least based on what we can tell from the pleadings and from what we can read about what happened, it seems like the courts are fulfilling their job of really saying, hey, you can't go too far, trying to rein in the excess here. And what I find interesting, according to what was alleged in the complaint, is this administrator took a real hands-on role to even photocopy these flyers that were pretty strong, accusing this business of a long account of racial profiling and discrimination. And so to the extent that it would appear the jury agreed that Oberlin College and its administrators just went too far here in inserting themselves into the culture wars and going after this family-owned business.
And so when you see a settlement like this or you see a judgment like this, and it's still running through the system, if I'm not mistaken, this isn't a slam dunk, it's not a done deal.
That's correct. What's happening right now, and arguments were today over punitive damages. So as you mentioned, Wendy, the jury in Ohio, in Oberlin, awarded the bakery $11 million for compensatory damages and, you know, the harm that was caused economically to this business, as well as emotional distress. And now they're arguing over whether the school, Oberlin, and its administrators should be further punished for its actions. And I saw one report online that just a little while ago, the school was hit with a maximum punitive damages of $22 million, but that has not been confirmed.
Right. We're talking to Bill Labovitz. He's a defamation attorney here in town. What do you think, what signal does this send to all of us? Because it seems like there is this rush to judgment anymore, where we're so willing to just jump on some bandwagon and pick it and try to destroy somebody's everything without having the facts.
I think the signal that it sends, and frankly, this is what I tell my clients, even on a smaller level, when they're very angry and emotional and they want to, you know, go after, speak out against people, I tell them, take a deep breath. And, you know, at least give it a night before you start lashing out. As early as recently as this morning, I had a client who wanted to go onto a podcast and attack a former business partner because of anger that, you know, angry he was at him. And I said, no, you better hold off because the consequence is something like a defamation lawsuit. So I think the message is loud and clear that, you know, particularly in these divided times, you need to step back and just take a deep breath and not go too far. And as I mentioned earlier, what's interesting here is, you know, on one hand, you hear these allegations that the school really inserted itself because they were involved in the flyers, they were involved in these rallies. It makes you wonder, you know, is there even a threat to with higher education to free speech? And then you also wonder, but how far can a school go to control its students and its faculty? So I think it raises some interesting issues.
Yeah, I guess it was even alleged that the students who lead the prospective students on tours to see the campus and the community dissuaded them from shopping at this bakery, alleging that it was a racist bakery. I mean, that's damaging.
Correct. Yeah, that's pretty egregious. But again, I think the legal question is, which this jury apparently found the school had enough of a connection, the tentacles went far enough from the administration down to the students, you know, that this kind of conduct is not to be endorsed. And in fact, more than that, is to be rejected.
Absolutely. Bill Labovitz, I so appreciate your time, your expertise in the defamation law arena. Thank you so very much. I hope you have a great day, dear.
You too. Happy to be a part of this.
Thank you. Thank you. So what we are, you know, talking about here in the coming moments, too, we're going to get a little update on the U.S. Open here in just a minute. But I really think this is such an intriguing case. I just, you know, I hate anybody. These big awards, yes, I mean, they send a message. But the bigger issue is we've got to just kind of take a breath, like Bill said, and just relax a little bit. Not everything is as egregious as it seems. And I think this is definitely illustrative of that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.